I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Richard Seawald, founder and managing partner at Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. To learn more about our sponsor, Evolution Equity Partners, visit evolutionequity.com. Richard, welcome. Great to have you back on with us.
Hey, Steve. Great to be back and look forward to our conversation. Lots happening in the cybersecurity market, and we're going to get down and talk about it.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad to have you on, Richard, especially now because I'm reading a lot of conflicting news. I think you're the only person I know who can really put this in perspective for our listeners. I'm reading a lot of cybersecurity market headlines, and they're reporting a slowdown in venture capital investments. But a different picture emerges when I flip through the deal flow in our daily VC report. Just this week, Sandbox AQ, an Alphabet spinoff, raised $500 million for its cybersecurity and cryptography solutions. DeepWatch raised $180 million this week. Savint raised $205 million a few weeks ago. Earlier in the year, Netskope raised $400 million. That actually was last month. Just before we rang in the new year, Sneak raised $196 million, and that's a deal your firm, Evolution Equity Partners, participated in. We're only midway through Q1 now, Richard. I left out a handful of $50 million plus deals, another one just closed today, not to mention a good flow of $25 million and up deals. So, of course, we can't ignore the headlines, Richard, but at the same time, we can't ignore this deal flow. So what's your take on the market right now?
So look, it's not a surprise that mergers and acquisitions and funding in the cybersecurity space continue to be somewhat robust. I think when you look at 2023, it will be another good year on all of the above. Look, when you kind of turn back the clock and look at history, post-2008 and when we were at a similar point in the economic cycle, the iconic names in cybersecurity that we all know and are listed on the public exchanges, companies were born in that environment. And often it's at this point in the cycle when cyber attacks and fraud increase, there is demand for next generation cybersecurity technology to address that. So that's one side of it. The other side of it is you're seeing significant take private transactional velocity, in particular, public to private. So over the last 2 years, and I think this will continue, it just continued last week with Sumo Logic, roughly half of all publicly listed cybersecurity companies over the last 2 years have been taken private. So that's significant M&A dollars that have gone into that take private velocity. And what we're going to see as we turn the corner on this part of the cycle, the economic cycle, is that those companies will be prepared perhaps to go public again. And they'll take this time period to retool, restructure, and be positioned well for what's coming ahead of us. But back to the venture market, no surprise that funding continues to roll. When you look back again in history, venture capital funding for next generation cybersecurity companies accelerated during those time periods because of the demand for that next generation technology and entrepreneurs addressing the types of attacks that have been unleashed in the market recently.
So, Richard, we follow a lot of companies who raise cybersecurity companies who raise venture capital. You know, it's in the news, yet I think that market execution is way more important. So you look at some companies who are in your portfolio, I'm going to call out Security Scorecard as one of them as an example. And there was a lot of buzz around the company when they raised $180 million. Prior to that, they had raised a few rounds. But for me, more importantly, I just read a press release and this company announced nearly 50% year-over-year growth. And I assume part of how you take the market temperature is by talking to founders and CEOs of your own portfolio companies. So what are you hearing from them?
Well, firstly, with Security Scorecard. So the demand for a solution that provides a form of language of cybersecurity risk to the market remains persistent. I think when you're looking at the ability to measure cyber posture within your organization, with your third parties, externally and internally. Security Scorecard provides that cybersecurity risk rating platform to enable that. In addition, insurers and reinsurers in the cybersecurity insurance space continue to demand high quality metrics, high quality analytics to enable them to do their jobs better. So really what Security Scorecard has done has enabled the market with a language of cybersecurity risk in sort of a risk rating platform. So no surprise that that continues to grow and that company dominates that market.
So Richard, I want to pause and ask about your firm and then we'll get back to the market, because you recently made news and this news really caught our attention because it had to do with Tahir Elgamal. And if our industry had a Hall of Fame, he would be in it. If you want to call him a rock star or an all-star, so many of us know him, look up to him. Your firm appointed Tahir as general partner. I know he's been a venture partner with you since 2016. He just left his position as CTO Security at Salesforce. A lot of people knew him for that. A very exciting announcement. Tell us about it.
Well, look, firstly, Tahir is a tremendous person. And he's been with our team over the last couple of years in that venture partner role. He joins us now as a full-time general partner. He brings tremendous background in terms of his technical knowledge, the business acumen that he has, the experience of working in this industry since day one. So you correctly pointed out he belongs in the Cybersecurity Hall of Fame, and I think he already is. But look, in terms of Tahir joining the firm, he joins a team of 25 now that are focused solely on cybersecurity investment. Tahir sits in our investment committee alongside six other partners, including myself, who are focused on this category and growing the business. So Tahir is a great example of the quality of individuals that we have on this platform, Evolution Equity Partners. And, you know, we see the next couple of years as being sort of the ideal environment to invest money into the cybersecurity space.
So in the press release that announced Tahir's new position, it stated that Evolution Equity now has more than $1 billion of assets under management. I knew it was a large number and I knew it was north of $500 million. I didn't realize it was that much. So Richard, talk to us about your firm, how it's grown, and maybe a little bit more around plans for the rest of this year, 2024, any particular markets or within cyber that you're looking at.
So look, we've been fortunate to invest in companies that certainly have helped that AUM in terms of growing it. We've also been fortunate to be able to raise significant amounts of capital for the funds that we've raised. I think that billion will increase as we move throughout the year. And we're positioned well, again, to invest that money into the cybersecurity space. So some of the areas that we've invested in and we continue to find to be attractive areas around cloud security. It's a complex and a diverse category that presents significant opportunity, but we're certainly looking at that segment and we'll be announcing investments imminently. Another area where we've invested already in a company called Talon is that work from home environment that requires next generation technology to enable workers to be able to align cyber posture in a way that a chief security officer would expect, even if those people are working from home. When you think about that category, McKinsey Consulting did a study recently talking about the opportunity over the next 8 years. And I think you've done a similar study in terms of market sizing, where it's forecasted this category, cybersecurity software spend, goes to a $2 trillion market over that time period. And most importantly in that study, I thought, was an analysis around the fact that there's a 10x upside on the current vended market for cybersecurity technology overall. So this category continues to grow. There are multiple sectors and subsectors that we're looking at, and look forward to making those announcements as we move throughout 2023 and beyond.
So I just have to touch on Talon there for a minute, Richard. We had Ofer, their CEO and founder, come on with us. Incredible talent. And it's really the people behind these companies. You mentioned Security Scorecard before. We've been talking to Alex for the past few years, their co-founder and CEO. Where do you find these companies and how important is it to have those founders, not just the technology behind them?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is when you think about investing in cybersecurity, it's about people, it's about the size of the market, and certainly founders who are driving that. So I think over the years, the team at Evolution has been very good in terms of identifying the type of people that drive growth in cybersecurity companies. And certainly Alex and Offer and many of them in our portfolio are great examples of that. Look, we work hard. We do a lot of analysis. We're focused on this industry 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That yields the type of outcome that you've seen in our portfolio, being able to engage with best of breed entrepreneurs and companies and investing in them. But most importantly, helping those companies grow and working with those entrepreneurs to a successful outcome is really the hallmark of the firm. And I pay tribute to my partners who really are the driving force around this together with me and being able to achieve that.
So Richard, a few minutes ago, you cleared up the market conditions, the amount of VC investments we're continuing to see flow into the market. But I want to ask you again about layoffs. We can't bury our heads in the sand. It's real. It's happening at a good number of companies. SecureWorks, Cybereason, OneTrust, AquaSecurity, Sneak, who we mentioned earlier, who recently had a large raise, Forescout Technologies, Perimeter 81, Imperva, Checkmarks. This is just to name some of them. We've tracked at least 36 cybersecurity companies, and I suspect there's more. It seems between 5 and 10% of staff is about the average, although it's been up and down. So, Richard, are layoffs a good thing? Do they refocus some of these companies at a time when they need to be? Do you expect more layoffs near term and maybe even throughout the rest of this year? And before you answer, I want to add that strangely, we're seeing robust hiring right now. So we're seeing a lot of new job openings, some of it driven by the companies we've talked about who are raising money. And then, the large corporates are always out there competing for talent.
Well, look, firstly, layoffs are always a challenge. And it's not something that a CEO or a leader looks forward to. I think what you've seen in the market over the last year is a reduction in staff as a function of probably hiring in advance and hiring early. There was significant competition in the talent market. And I think a lot of top businesses went out and hired that talent in advance, looking at 2022 and 2023 as a continuation of the last 4 years. Well, the market has changed, and a lot of the incentives for companies have changed in the funding market. As you've probably heard this before, in terms of growth, it's no longer about just pure high growth. Today, it's about growth with an ROI focus. You've heard a lot about Rule of 40. All of these growth ROI levers that now management are pulling, in part because of where we are in the cycle, in part because of the incentives that are in the financing capital markets, driving it towards that way. And therefore, some of these reductions are a function of that. Now, you're absolutely right. Those individuals and much of that talent is being taken up by companies that are hiring, that are recently funded, that maybe were taken private and all of a sudden are retooling on the sidelines with the view of going public over the next couple of years. It's just demonstrative of a market that continues to have growth persistence for all of the reasons that we've spoken about in the past. So again, just to underline, look, it's never fun. It's never something anybody looks forward to when it comes to layoffs, but it's great to see that talent is ending up in next generation companies that, are building for the future. And that's again, demonstrative of the quality of this industry.
So, Richard, to wrap up today, let's turn our attention to mergers and acquisitions. The biggie, of course, last year was Google's acquisition of Mandiant. As you mentioned a bit earlier, private equity firms were very busy last year, and we've just seen some of the first deals this year. You touched on Francisco Partners. They bought Sumo Logic for $1.7 billion. I'm not sure if that transaction closed yet or not. Vista Equity Partners announced they were buying KnowBe4 back in October, and they just completed that deal. It was for $4.6 billion. Last month, Thoma Bravo agreed to buy Digital Forensics for more than $1 billion. These are large transactions. We're seeing more big deal flow, I think, right now from private equity firms than we are from big tech and cyber companies. Are you expecting this trend is going to continue?
Look, I think you're going to see a continued trend of consolidation on those private equity-backed platforms. Those platforms will generate additional acquisitions in the category. If you're taking a company private with the view of adding complementary products in a suite and being able to upsell and cross-sell that, you're going to be looking at the market for acquisition. So firstly, those set of companies that have all of a sudden gone private are actively looking for acquisitions, and you're going to see that drive some of the M&A volume in the market in 2023. With respect to larger tech companies continuing to acquire, I think the Google transaction and acquisition of Mandiant has turned on the light bulb in a lot of large organizations as to the importance of cybersecurity within the organization and the ability to monetize that in large platforms. So I think you'll see more of that down the pipes. And in fact, that may be the way some of the private equity backed take privates exit along the way. But again, those are two solid signals of the health of the M&A market in the cybersecurity space.
Well, Richard, as always, great insight. I do want to point out something to you before we let you go. We had a Fortune 500 CISO on with us last week, and I talked to her offline for a few minutes before we let her go. And she brought you up and the podcast that you did with us back in Q4. And it's interesting to hear that from a CISO and how important that is. You know, most people listen to you and I, you know, and this is very fundamental, important to the industry. And you'd think that, you know, it's mainly investors and market watchers and cybersecurity companies, a lot of them may be looking to raise money. But we have a lot of CISOs who are tuning in and they're very interested in the market conditions.
Steve, it's an honor to have the opportunity to come and talk to you each quarter, and I look forward to continuing to do it throughout 2023 and beyond, and it's going to be an exciting year. So I think when you look at all of the items we spoke about, it'll be great to talk about that throughout the year and see how this plays out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard, and look forward to having you come back on.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. To follow the latest cybersecurity venture capital investments, visit cybersecurityventures.com. Our VC report is sponsored by Evolution Equity, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Visit evolutionequity.com to learn more. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.